Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Whistle Stop Week, end of season two. This is our season two finale. I'm your host, Mark Turner, a.k.a. the Beast from the East. Do you like
really?
That, Brian? Do you like that?
I don't.
No one calls you that.
I'm getting t-shirts made up. Staying with
I think it's the squatter from across the water.
Oh, very quick. Staying with weather-related references on the show today. With Bars AWOL this episode, our stand-in skipper is none other than the prodigal son. See what I did there?
No.
Andrew Dwyer.
Nice.
Is sun weather?
Oh, yes.
Can I just say, I have an issue with Americans calling everything weather. They say, oh, there's weather rolling in tomorrow. You have weather every day, right? It's just different kinds of weather.
We're not as easily impressed as you people.
Partnering with Andrew and making her debut on the show, a stand-up comedian who believes there's no business like snow business. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. Melody Klemmer. Hi, Melody.
Hi.
On the other side of the table, a gent who last appeared on the first episode of season one. In a neat act of symmetry, he's returning for the last episode of season two. Reigning king of local sports reporting, Nick Rothschild.
It's like something out of the X-Files. I've returned.
Let's just hope we're not that bad.
Do you have the black oil in your eyes?
Ooh. That last season of the X-Files was not great. Anyway, alongside Nick, regular team captain, all hail our queen of whistle stop, Carrie Simerson.
Woo-hoo!
Although this is the last show of season two, we do have some potentially exciting news for you, so do stick around to the bitter end. Or, you know, scrub to the end and hear the so-called exciting news and then decide if the show's worth listening to or not. All right, team names, guys. Do we have any ideas?
You know, this is normally, honestly, the hardest part of the show.
Okay.
Not
but
for
I
me.
Actually think I have one this time, and Ooh. We should have discussed this. I apologize.
I agree. Well, let's hear it, and I'll truthfully tell you what I think.
Well, you and I just get the sense that we have star quality, and we were born that way. So I think we should be called Born Stars. Say it quickly,
born
Mark.
Stars.
Born Stars.
Yeah. I think
there's a fissure already in the team.
No, I actually love that name. I'm into it. Yes, I have puns of steel as well. So
if Melody's mum is listening, you raised her right. She's respecting her elders. Very good, Melody.
He's really old.
Who are we, Mark?
Really old.
And Carrie and Nick, what do you guys have?
I think we have to be the media moguls.
Oh, yes.
Media moguls, not bad. Although I did notice your tattoo earlier, Carrie. We could be the rebels.
I would totally be down with
the rebels. We did the rebels, though, didn't we?
Probably.
I think we did the rebels in an earlier episode.
Then we're the better rebels. That's fine.
The better rebels.
Better rebels.
Better rebels.
Right, this is like tongue twisters. Better rebels and
born
stars. Okay.
That's right, baby.
Very good. All right, guys. Let's launch into round one. Seems as good a place to start as any. Headlines. This is where we present our teams with three headlines, two of which are lies, are fake, are alt news, and one of them is legit. Our team has to determine which is the correct headline. All right, let's start with Born Stars. First headline. Female-led construction company was responsible for deadly bridge collapse in Florida. You're not supposed to. I mean, you're supposed to laugh in general on this show, but
International Women's Week show, and you go right there. Come on.
Second headline.
I didn't have enough support.
Second headline.
It was strapless.
UK passports to be made in France after Brexit. So that's your second headline. And
okay.
Your final headline, mobile phone makes car explode at Ecuadorian gas station. So you're welcome to quiz me on any of those headlines
okay.
or talk among yourselves. Obviously,
which one's the true one?
Better mogul rebel things over here. I've forgotten your name already.
Rebels, we can go with
there
that.
You go. Okay.
Yeah.
Be discussing.
Well, I feel like with the first one, okay, woman-owned construction company led to people dying in this bridge collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wrote it, whether it's true or false, is sexist. So we're saying either you or the person who wrote it. So either way.
I will say, as Melody's new to the show, all of these headlines are legit headlines, whether they're true or false.
Correct.
I've taken them from the interwebs. I haven't created any of these.
Okay, so my whole theory is out the window.
So, and by the way, he's actually from Kentucky. So, Mark is. So
yes.
The accent is fake. I think the women construction company's got to be fake because that would be enormous news. Huge news. It would be all over the place.
Would it, though? Because the news is trying to play on what people want to hear. And people hearing that as
would
a...
love that. People as in men people.
People would make
they
it...
They would love to think that women ruined the world.
I mean, Nick and I just coming in, he's telling me all these anti-women stories. It was hilarious. So, Nick, that was good stuff.
I love women. What are you talking about?
So, I really think... You think that's true? Come on.
I think that I do agree. I'm kind of going to go with you that it's fake because somebody would write it to rile people up.
Okay, so you've got UK passports to be made in France after Brexit, or mobile phone makes car explode at Ecuadorian gas station.
I'm leaning Brexit because, again, he's wannabe British, and so he's always focused on this really boring BBC stuff.
Yeah, and Ecuador explosion, that's going to happen.
Who cares what happens? Yeah. Ecuador.
Yeah.
Apologies to all our Ecuadorian listeners.
I'm so nice to Mark when the microphones are off.
If I hashtag this show with Ecuador afterwards, we may get some Ecuadorian listeners and then immediately insult them. So you're going with Brexit?
Here. I think so.
You think?
I'm feeling good with the Brexit story.
That Brexit is fake, or that it's true. Yeah, I think Brexit is true. And then Ecuador, what's all those phones that exploded that we couldn't take on the airplanes?
Yeah.
They all got shipped to Ecuador.
By
makes
the way,
a lot of sense.
Samsung, completely owned by women. It's true.
Okay,
women construction workers, I believe. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can only pick one true one, though, and now you've picked two true ones.
Nick was telling me that story.
Oh, yeah, we have to pick which one's true.
I thought we did.
You going Brexit?
The Brexit is true.
You going Brexit?
Okay.
Carrie's
right.
Trying to foment dissent.
I think she's just trying to get me to understand it, and I'm not. It's more of what's happening, but I'm going to trust my
fellow born star.
Yeah, I was going to go something.
Born star's going
age,
Brexit.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So better rebel mogul people. What do you think? Do you think they're on the money, or would you like to guess something else and see if you can maybe pick up some points?
I think the Brits are too snooty to let something like that go out of
100%.
So I'm thinking more along the lines of all of the Samsungs got shipped to Ecuador and they probably blew up a gas station there.
I do like that, although it just seems too ridiculous to be fake that someone would write a headline with, you know, female construction workers led the project that led to the bridge collapse. I feel like it's a whole misdirection thing. Like, that's the truth.
That's the truth. But it's in America. We would have heard about that one, wouldn't we? Or did
we're
Florida news
lot.
Get overshadowed because of
overthinking
the school shooting
is the key
still.
To this show.
The only thing I'm sure of is that they're wrong. So,
all right, so we're 50-50 on just picking one of the other ones.
I'm all right to go with the Ecuadorian one. That sounds as believable as anything.
All right, let's go Ecuador.
Okay.
Boom.
We love you, Ecuadorians. Us over here on the...
Team Ecuador.
Team Ecuador, exactly.
Ecuadon't.
Oh. All right, so we have Brexit versus Ecuador. I will tell you, you're both correct in that a female-led construction company responsible for the bridge collapsing. That's not accurate.
A male-led construction company, wasn't it?
It was a male-led construction company, yes. Nonetheless, that's not the correct... that's not the one we're looking for, so well done, guys. So, which of you has the right answer?
The who delivered more value, really, is what we're looking for.
Points go to... Oh, it breaks my heart to say it. Born Stars!
Yeah!
Really?
Nice.
I can't remember an episode. We're so early in the episode, I'm rooting for another team.
Oh. Every show I'm on, I thought.
Sorry, Melody.
It's okay.
Congratulations. Yes, that's right. The Burgundy UK passport will revert to its original blue and gold colour from October 2019 after Brexit. The boss of UK supplier De La Rue said it would appeal against the decision to award the £490 million contract to a Franco-Dutch firm, Gemalto. Which I think is just absolute incredible after Brexit.
490 pounds. I heard it collapsed.
Million. Okay, 490 million.
Now it's not.
I'm sorry, were you going
sorry.
With a joke?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, let's all just remain silent. Yes. Go again,
no,
Andrew.
Go right ahead. Please.
It's probably
really.
Still funny.
After you. Please.
Melody Clean have been on the show before. Liberal Democrat Brexit spokesman Tom Brake said the blue passport saga was becoming a farce, which quite honestly confused me. I thought that's what we're doing here, right? Isn't that what Brexit is? It's a farce. I mean, that's the whole thing. So,
if you mean farce, yes.
Okay, yeah. I was like, what's fast about it?
Yeah.
I could see a lot of black stares. I was like, any one of you, please laugh. No black stares. Well done, guys. All right. Here are three headlines for the Better Bureau Business Mogul Press people.
Rebels, don't forget Rebels.
Rebel press people.
Ecuadorian rebels.
See if you can pick out the bones and find the correct headline. Florida, doing Florida again. Florida finally passes a bill legalizing recreational use of marijuana. Malaysia flight MH370 black box found. Eerie recording saying, SOS, they are not human. Or tourist walks into Red Sea and gives birth.
To a
Nick got a really shocked look on his face, like that was somebody he knows and maybe has some part in that story. So we have Florida passing the bill for recreational marijuana use.
That just seems too normal. Like, why would somebody lie about that?
And again, I think we would have heard about it, that like Florida was the next state to be doing that. Yeah. So
I mean, you're in the media and all.
Exactly.
Ignorance is no
moguls,
excuse.
Andrew. Okay, moguls.
Sorry.
All right. I think that one is not true.
Agreed. Okay.
Now, the question is, do we go with the sci-fi route, which I would really like to go with, or do we go with the one that's probably right, which is giving birth in the Red Sea?
Right. Aliens on a black box. How long ago did Malaysia's that flight crash?
Oh, gosh. Four years ago.
I think you're right. I think we have to go with someone crapped out a baby in the Red Sea.
Nice.
Oh.
Do you know how pregnancy works, Carrie?
And thank delivering God, children.
No. All right, so you're going with tourist walks into Red Sea and gives birth, which sounds ridiculous.
No. We're going with tourist walks into Red Sea and craps out baby.
Oh, excuse me, yes. A rewritten
That's
headline.
When you translate it from British to English.
Okay, guys, other side of the table, born stars.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking whenever a woman walks into a body of water and has a baby, it becomes the Red Sea.
Oh! Melody will be doing open mic. Where are you next, Melody? No.
Everywhere.
Okay.
So I would say, I think that does sound kind of true. I really
I agree.
Do. But the can you repeat the black box alien thing?
Yeah, Malaysia flight MH370, black box found, eerie recording saying, SOS, they are not human.
See, that can't be real because there's no such place as Malaysia. That doesn't make any sense.
What language was it say? Is it saying, like, this is what it said in English, or is it like...
It doesn't say. The information I have here doesn't say.
Because if it just said that, that would be interesting.
Nor does it say whether it was in an American accent or an English accent.
I think the media moguls just get lucky every once in a while, and they guessed right. Yes. So.
What was the
Florida marijuana.
Oh, that... Well, I also feel like that could be true because it's almost like, who cares anymore?
I love her approach. This could all be true. I'm going to give you justification for why each one is true.
The reason why is because it's... Well, no, I don't know if I can get... Let me rephrase it. So I think that so many states are becoming legalized with it that we might not have heard of it. It wouldn't be like breaking news.
Okay. So what are you going with?
I think it would be huge news. I think your Red Sea, your instinct okay. is right.
Okay, let's go with the Red Sea.
Okay.
Well, I had the best joke with
all
that.
You're doing, all you're doing, you did have the best joke, and all you're doing
you're
is...
You're giving us double points.
Reinforcing the media moguls, rebel people over here, because yes, they are... Exactly right.
Yes.
Tourist walks into Red Sea and gives birth. Well done, guys. Excellent. Yes, incredible pictures went viral to show the moment a woman gives birth to her baby underwater in the Red Sea in the resort town of Dahab, Egypt.
Who was there taking pictures?
I'm going to come on to that. The new mom, believed to be from Russia, gave birth with the help of her husband and a Russian doctor who specializes in water births. The baby's mom had just given birth after going into the sea while wearing a bikini. The images, which show the baby with its umbilical cord still attached and its placenta in a plastic container, were taken by a tourist from a hotel balcony.
This was planned.
Can you just imagine somebody on their balcony? I'm going to get a snap for Instagram. This is going to be so cool. Got the sea behind me and
So what kind of zoom lens did they have to be taking pictures of a baby's umbilical cord and placenta from a balcony of the hotel?
Unless the baby's just like riding the waves and the cord's all stretched out.
That's right. The baby came out in a strand to a surfboard.
Oh, that's horrifying.
All right, guys, end of round one. So you got your Brexit.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And you got your poopy baby. So let's just go ahead and say 20 points apiece. Well done, guys.
Typical injustice.
Injustice? Typical.
We were right twice. You were right once.
You only were right because you guessed what we guessed.
Absolutely. You're riding their coat.
Andrew's being mean.
Round two. That was the week that was. This is where we take... Oh, Bars, I do hope you're listening. Headlines from the past. Like- News from history. Things what already done happened. Things of some note. And we give one to each of our teams and ask them to determine what year this thing took place in. All right, let's go with Born Stars.
2024.
Is a good start. You may want to revise your number once you hear the headline. Now, I would say this is one of those situations legitimately where I don't pronounce this the way you do. So I'm going to pronounce it the way I do.
Okay.
And then you're going to correct
I'll correct you, yes.
With a lot of sarcasm, yes. And just vitriol and it's unnecessary hatred.
Yes.
Exxon Valdez runs aground.
Nailed it.
Now, I say, well, don't an American say Valdez?
Yes.
Yeah?
He's not American, though. He's an alien. He's one of the guys from the black box in the Malaysian
Army. That actually could be a really good test. What's the test they use in Blade Runner? Just to work out if you're a replicant or not. Anyway, Exxon Val... Do you know what that is, Melody?
No.
Okay. Andrew, you're going to have to...
Yeah.
We may have to edit
is
this
a
bit
Hispanic
out.
Is Hispanic person or...
An Hispanic person runs aground. Maybe it was the baby. We were just talking about... Finally hits the beach. So a big ship carrying lots of oil.
Right.
Okay.
One of the most hellacious oil spills in the history of... oil tanker ridge.
Right.
Okay. It runs aground in Alaska. What year?
That was 1989.
Probably before I was born.
Boomtown. Mm-hmm. Don't even look at me, Carrie.
He seemed
just
pretty confident.
Thank you.
Were you?
Okay. I remember the commercials that Dawn dish soap did, and you could go to Alaska and scrub baby penguins with Dawn. To get the Exxon oil on.
Yeah.
Did Dawn mind?
It was a Simpsons episode.
Oh, no. I think Dawn actually made commercials.
You're saying Dawn or Dawn?
Dawn. D-A-W-N.
So you're saying Dawn.
What?
What's this Dawn business? That's D-O-N.
Dawn?
Dawn dish soap.
Dawn.
Palm olive.
So, yes, there were adverts. You were right about...
Scrubbing, washing penguins.
About washing and scrubbing and cleaning the animals, yeah.
Are we looking for a story or an answer?
Are you going with 89?
Well, we've got to check if Melody is entirely comfortable with that.
I think that's about the year you became a born star, so I'm going to...
What year were you born, Melody?
1990.
Oh, my heavens.
I think it was a little bit earlier than 89. I think it was a little earlier than 89.
Like, keep going down that path of ignorance. Like
86?
Yep.
Sure, I don't know. You're looking at me first. I have no idea.
Okay, hang on.
This was a huge story.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it happened before you were born, maybe you'd have learned about it at
Look
school,
it on
maybe.
On VH1, I love the 80s. That's how I learned a lot.
I mean, I know of it. I can't tell you what... Like, I can't tell you what year a lot of stuff happened. I don't know. It just happened.
That's like the flimsiest excuse for ignorance I've ever heard. Things happened. I can't tell you, but they were there and they happened and move on already.
I just don't know about them.
Why is it taking Nick?
Exactly.
Why is it taking Nick two seasons to get back to the show?
Okay, no, it was before that because I'm trying to. So I had this giant.
Oh, where should go with this?
I had this giant. Chevy Impala for my first car. Actually, it was my second car after I crashed my first car. And we used to call it the Exxon Valdez because
it was huge.
A fucking giant.
Right.
And I turned 16 in 1989. And so it would have had to have been before that or we wouldn't have had the reference to say Exxon Valdez.
You look a lot younger than you are, by the way.
Thank you. I act a lot younger, too. I think we should go earlier. I think we should go like 86.
Love it.
Okay. 86, 89. Oh... This is just going to be one of those weeks I just don't get to enjoy the episode. 1989!
Yay!
Woo! I do love your rationale, though, and I am going to give you something.
Pity points, they're called.
Yes, for the turning the tanker around vehicle that you had to drive. That's
seriously,
an
I learned
story.
A parallel park in that. We used to joke. We'd get in the front seat, and we're like, we're just going to get out in the back seat and already be where we're going. It was that big.
1989.
Meanwhile, ducks had oil on them, and you're just blabbing about your car.
that takes so much oil.
I bought Dawn, so I supported the duck washing effort.
Typical white privilege, thinking you could just pay for the problem. Hey, there's nothing funny about white privilege.
Okay.
Melody,
please prove him wrong. You're the paid comedian in the room.
Right. I just think he shouted that and he was the only person that laughed.
That's pretty typical, actually. Yeah.
He does that at home. He just stands in the corner shouting things.
The
neighbors
car.
Are like, what the hell? Right.
You do that in the grocery store.
It's white privilege.
You see him on Twitter. It's like just an echo chamber for him just to shout things and then laugh. I think he has another account where he can like the things he posts on Twitter.
I'm my biggest fan.
So, yes, this was in Alaska. Extra points if anyone can tell me. If anyone, obviously, on the Born Star side of the table can tell me where this happened exactly in Alaska.
I shouted it, if I could.
Alaska?
Yeah, but where?
Yeah,
where did it run aground?
You said the city already. Like a Hutua. It was a longer name.
Was it in Hutua?
Yeah, like that. It sounded like that.
I think he was just sneezing.
Okay, yeah. That could be.
I don't recall.
It sounds royal, if that helps.
Lexington?
Purple.
Purple.
I think she associates Barney with royalty. Prince William Sound in southern Alaska.
I was
going
to say Prince something.
Well, then you would have got something.
Purple is
more
the
pity
color
points
of royalty.
For that team.
Any idea how many millions of gallons of oil were spilt?
474.
Nailed it.
She's right. Slightly off in that she's quite a way off.
Oh. 2 gajillion.
Very, very high.
She's very, very high.
That wasn't a general comment on her current state of mind.
64.
You're closer. A little less than that. It's not. This isn't going to sound anywhere near as impressive. And this was like the
you
most.
You guys made it sound so bad.
Oil spillage.
It was.
8.
Very good, Nick. I'm going to give you points. It's 11. It's 11. 11 million gallons of oil eventually spilled into the water. Attempts to contain the massive spill were unsuccessful. I've had that situation. Not been able to contain a massive spill.
Oh.
As wind and currents spread the oil, eventually polluting more than 700 miles of coastline, with hundreds of thousands of birds and animals adversely affected by the environmental disaster, including what, Carrie?
Penguins.
Yes, including penguins. Anyone know what the cause of the... I want to say anyone knows. I'm really just talking to one, possibly two people at this point. I recognize this. But anyone know what the supposed cause of the accident was?
Samsung phone made by women.
Oh, an iceberg.
That's a really good guess.
It happens.
I didn't mean to sound quite so patronizing. Sorry.
It's so cute.
I took it. I was
look
like,
at her. Look at her go.
He likes me.
It's not the right answer, though, sadly. And I'm going to give you a clue.
Is it 8?
You can have points, Nicholas. I'll give you a clue. Something in this room, not too far from all of us, within arm's reach, in fact. It was believed to have...
They got hammered and ran amok?
There you go. There you go. Yes, indeed. Yes, the captain, Joseph Hazelwood, was apparently a little worse for wear, a.k.a. shit-faced. And he allowed one of the other servicemen to take control of the ship, and ultimately that gentleman ran it aground.
You sure it was a gentleman?
That's the theme. I don't like this with my partner. I like everything else about you.
I pick a joke early, and then I just destroy it for the rest of the show.
There's other jokes. You can pick those and destroy them.
Okay. To be fair, he isn't used to being around women, Melody.
That is true. That's an excellent
His wife is fabricated. Yes. He has his pretend family that none of us have ever seen. Anyway, in 1991, Exxon agreed under pressure from environmental groups to pay a penalty of, do we know how many millions of dollars?
474.
I like it. Nick, do you want to go with 8?
Is it 8?
You should go with 8 because it's closer to the actual number, which was 100 million. Ooh. And provide $1 billion over a 10-year period for the cost of the cleanup. However, later in the year, both Alaska and Exxon rejected the agreement and the oil giants settled the matter by paying $25 million, less than 4% of the cleanup aid promised earlier in the year.
Oh, man.
Anyway, the ship continued to sail. Actually, they rebranded it. The Exxon Valdez supertanker was taken to San Diego. It was refurbed. Cost $30 million to get it back on the water. It was renamed the SR Mediterranean.
And they painted
Would you call it Mediterranean? Would you say
side.
That word? How would you say that? Mediterranean.
Caribbean.
And so, yeah, they rebranded it, and it continued to sail till 2002, before it was finally beached purposely in India and dismantled. So, yeah, if you don't want your stained past to follow you around, change your name. Right now, Donald Trump's going, that's a thing.
What was the name that he went by in that?
Oh, yeah, it was David
Dinglehammer or something.
David Dingleberry. Okay, mogul, rebel, superhero, brilliant people. Here is your headline. I purposely picked this one. It really appealed to me. There were several other headlines that were historically more important, but you'll see why this appealed to me. And I think you guys might get this. And if you don't, Andrew certainly will. Construction. So please care. I'm going to give you the answer if you don't get it right. Construction begins on America's highest vehicle tunnel. Highest in terms of elevation.
Vehicle tunnel.
Yes. So where do you think that might be located?
Is it the Eisenhower Tunnel?
Probably.
Okay. So when did they start building that?
This is the easy one.
When was Eisenhower president?
Oh, for the love of God.
Nick's like, it happened! It was the thing!
Because it was after that.
Do we have to take
after
states
after
to everything?
He was president.
So between what, 1900 and now? Like, what are we looking at here?
No, Eisenhower was... Yeah, 100, we have 100 years to play with.
All right, good.
But let's see...
Well, what happened during Eisenhower's presidency that was significant?
He built a tunnel.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's great.
I can't lead them to water or make them
there
drink.
Was a war? There
yes,
was a war.
There was a war.
It was probably the second one.
That's a good guess.
Maybe it was Vietnam.
It's called the Tunnel
no,
War.
No, probably wasn't Vietnam.
It was the Great Tunnel Race against the
it
Russians.
It definitely wasn't World War One.
No.
Could have been the Korean
It wasn't World War One. It wasn't Korea. It wasn't Vietnam. Stay with your original guess and keep plowing ahead.
World War II.
Well, that was when that happened during his presidency.
Oh, right.
So the tunnel construction would have happened after.
So we're looking for the year the tunnel was built. Finished.
This was when the construction begins.
Okay.
On what we now know was the Eisenhower Tunnel.
I mean, probably the 70s.
Early, though. It says on the tunnel. I know it does.
It does. Which is why I thought you might get it. Though I've never seen it on the tunnel, but I know it does.
I mean, you used to live up there. Probably the late 60s.
I've driven through that tunnel so much. Oh, should we go 69? Just for
no,
fun.
I think we were maybe even earlier than 69.
63?
Maybe
63?
11 to 25.
66.
I like
66. Quit looking at me. I can feel your eyes burning into me.
66.
66? It feels good. Feels good. Okay. We'll go with 66.
Okay.
1966.
All right. Good.
Yeah,
good
19.
Deal.
Not 18.
Yeah, okay. 1966.
So obviously, Bourne Stars, you feel they're wildly off base and you've got to come up with like 2009 or something.
Well, first of all, what it says on the tunnel is the year it was completed.
Okay.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, so that's, I believe, 1976.
Okay.
I'm really good with numbers.
Good.
So I believe it says 1976 is when it's completed. And I believe that was it's a mile long and it's really tough. And I think they'd be working on it. I don't know if they would start it during Eisenhower. Like, do you...
No, definitely didn't start it
during. Like, they named it after he was done. So it would mean the
60s. That's a 10-year project.
So they're still, like, in the... I like their 66, but I don't think it's quite right because, or what is right? 66?
66 is totally right.
No, I think there's a better answer.
And you think it's earlier or later?
Obviously.
I thought it would take longer than that.
Which would make the answer earlier than 66.
Well, if we say 10 years and it says 76, that would be 66 when it started. Well,
we don't want to choose the same year, I would lean earlier.
I would lean earlier from his body language throughout their guessing.
Right. I mean, you can just tell from his body language that he hates that other team.
Yeah. It's their name, probably.
Yeah. But anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
64? 65?
I think 64. I like even.
64. Okay. So 64 from the Bourne Stars, 66 from the media team.
We didn't even come up with a memorable name.
It's not my name.
See how he remembers ours, though?
Of course he does. The Bourne Stars.
Like it's on the tip of his tongue all the time.
We could change
points
to the
for proximity.
Teams.
1968.
Oh, we won! Dang it.
Yes.
You said 69.
Congratulations, Rebel
Media.
Yeah,
but I was just going for the joke. I had no idea.
And you were very close, Melody. The actual completion of the tunnel was 1979.
Oh, I flipped it.
Yeah. Actually,
the six and the nine.
You know
I do that.
You know what? Let's split the difference. There are two tunnels, obviously, in north and south. The north was completed in 73. The final completion was the southern tunnel in 79.
I think that one's called the Johnson, the LBJ tunnel, and one's called the Eisenhower.
Wow. Yes. Very
good. How can you read and drive?
I am a native as well, and you drive that tunnel a lot. And I've been a child riding in it.
Somebody else is driving?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yes, 1968, construction starts on the North Tunnel of the Eisenhower Johnson. You're absolutely right. Memorial Tunnel on Interstate 70 in Colorado.
Woo!
Best state in the Union. Yeah, anyway, so located at an altitude of more than what?
It's got to be like 10,000 feet.
No.
Yeah. I think, oh, yeah.
Yes, well done. Oh. Yeah, more than 11,000 feet. Yeah.
Wow.
Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yes.
You go up and down so much, though, so it's at a higher
perhaps
point.
You do, Melody. You know, again, Andrew's like not familiar 6, with women.
000, right?
We are the born stars.
You know where
that
we're
doesn't
at.
Strike me as 5,000 feet higher.
Well, take it up with the tunnel builders.
I am going to, as long as they're...
Still alive?
See, I kept my mouth shut. I didn't make a female
I thought you were
going
to say not women.
Right.
Okay, that's where you're going. Okay. Now I just complete it for you, and that's not
it's sort of almost like we have three teams in the room. Like, you have the media guys, and you have this fractured porn star team.
Oh, we're getting along great.
Yes.
Anyway, as I mentioned earlier, the North Tunnel was finished in 1973, named for America's 34th president, Dwight D. Eisenhower. The South Tunnel construction was completed in 1979 and was named for Edwin C. Johnson, a Colorado governor and U.S. senator, and a big supporter of the interstate highway system. Any ideas how much the tunnel cost to build? In millions of dollars.
Well, in the 70s.
Like, it started in 68, and it took till 70, 11 years of frigging construction at 11,000 feet. Oof. It's got to be 11 billion.
Very good guess. Points for proximity.
You love the quantitative guesses.
Yes.
You do that a lot.
Well, because it's really interesting to me to see where people go. I mean, less so you, but really interesting.
Maybe closer to 8 billion. It's got to be in the billions.
It may be by real money. At the time,
I think it's still
262 million.
262 million.
Yeah.
Which is close to billions.
How much is that equal to today? What's inflation
$48.
On that?
I don't know.
Come on.
In Bitcoin?
Yeah, what's that like in Bitcoin?
Given Andrew has already roused the beast here, I'm going to ask how many miles does Interstate 70 stretch in its entirety? I will tell you that it goes from Maryland through to Cofort, Utah.
Whoa. It's long. And
it's America's first interstate.
Okay, here's my question. Is it highway or is it as the crow flies?
Highway.
Like actual pavement.
If you can come within 500 miles of it, I'll give you points.
2,100.
Maryland.
Yes, wow, that's exactly
Utah?
The answer.
Oh,
yeah. He can see your screen. He totally can.
He can't see my screen.
You need blinders. Nick
turning
the screen. Is that what it's come to?
Some 10 million vehicles drive through the tunnel each year. Illuminating those tunnels is no small task. Each has approximately 2,000 light fixtures, each tunnel, using 8-foot bulbs.
Have they moved to LEDs?
It doesn't say. It would be nice to think they have, but...
Have they hired women to put them in?
No, I'm just trying to... Let's move on to the next round, Andy. Did you like that?
I love how you
patch
your
head verbally.
Yes. That's just great.
So, we had an exact guess. We had points for proximity. So that means at the end of round two, porn stars, you currently sit at 40 points. And media, press, rebel, awesome people, you're at 35.
That's not bad.
Touching
it's not
distance.
Bad for a wrong people. Answer.
Yeah.
It's creativity.
Is it 8?
Our final round is last call. This is where we rattle through headlines from the last couple of weeks, taking out a word or words and asking our panelists to find the correct word or words or come up with something better and funnier.
Sorry.
Here we go, guys. And now I will say that Trump has monopolized our Whistle Stop Week season, and he could monopolize this entire round. When I was constructing these headlines, every single one of them could have been a Trump story, given what's happened in the last couple of weeks. But instead, I have purposely decided to sidestep our wonderful president. And instead, we have headlines that are entirely devoid of Trump unless you put him there.
Mm.
First headline. Class kept going after teacher did what, injuring 3?
See, I can relate to this. He was showing his dance moves, and it just didn't go well, and people got hurt. And it's funny, but it's really not.
Injuring 3 vertebrae.
Yes.
I heard he farted egg salad. Do you know how painful that is to be in a room with?
I wish everyone could have seen Carrie's face.
No, I'm so happy, wasn't she? Yeah.
Exactly. Speaking from experience.
Nick's not happy with the 3. He's about to ask, was it 8?
No, I was going to say teacher taught injuring 3.
Oh! It's dangerous,
very
man.
Very good, Nick.
Yeah.
Very good. Anyone know the actual answer?
Well, I have one more, but it's... It's not great with the week, but we'll see what you guys think. Class kept going after teacher fired a gun, injuring 3.
That's actually the story. I thought you were trying...
It is. I was like,
story.
That's got to be a joke.
Did you know? Really?
I didn't know. That was my joke.
That's what happened.
Your joke was reality?
That's life now. Trump's president. We don't know what's happening.
That's right.
There's a job for you at the White House.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. It was fired gun. Well done, Melody.
I thought that would just be too funny. I should write fake news.
It was accidentally fired. He didn't mean to fire the gun.
No, Dennis...
He didn't know it was loaded, so he pointed at the sky and said, it's not loaded.
Yep. This is the story of Dennis Alexander, a reserve police officer and teacher at a Northern California high school, who accidentally discharged his gun inside a classroom, causing minor injuries to 3 students, but kept on teaching while the students sat there. Bleeding, in fact.
Bleeding.
Nice. So there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Authorities are investigating why Alexander had the gun and if officials were aware that he intended to bring it to school. Nobody in the on campus was allowed to have a firearm because, of course, that legislation hasn't yet been passed. That was a joke. Sorry, people.
It got even crazier. Like, they didn't even call a damn nurse in to check, the bleeding.
So what happened? Stuff fell on them? Like, it hit the ceiling?
Yeah. Like, ricochet. Yeah.
Oh.
Shrapnel. Collateral damage.
One of the students was you're right, Carrie, was from Ireland. His name was Rick O'Shea. Again, people, the jokes. Mom,
too
pleading.
Straight face, man.
Mom, I think the issue is, I think Melody's touched upon the issue. Is we don't know what's funny and what's real. Are we supposed to be laughing or being like somber?
Yeah.
Mom pleaded with who not to store dog in what?
I just knew this one, and I hated
then,
it.
Tell us.
Nobody has any jokes they want to say.
No,
it's hard
to make a joke.
It's so sad. Yeah, the mom pleaded with flight attendant not to stow dog in overhead bin.
Yes, that's right. And what happened to said dog? Okay, audio medium, Carrie. Finger across throat. Is it going to work here? But yes, you're right. The dog did perish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Catalina Robledo. Who said a United flight attendant told her mom to put their pet carrier into an overhead compartment. And the attendant later claimed she had no idea the pooch was in it.
Yeah.
She demanded that the bag containing their 10-month-old French bulldog, Coquito, be placed in the overhead as it was blocking the aisle. The dog died during the 3-hour flight.
I am not going to make jokes about the dead dog.
But...
because it's just funny anyway.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, he's totally
go back to women. Make fun of women.
The airline has refunded Robledo's tickets as well as the $200 fee for bringing Coquito on board. I should bloody well hope so. And offered pet to pay for an animal autopsy.
Like, what good is that?
I don't really
know.
We
killed your dog. Do you want to see if it actually suffocated
Here's
to death?
Here's the details,
Now, I mentioned that Trump could have monopolized this round. United could have monopolized this round. Extra points for any other of the inane stories about United that came out this week.
Oh, this week?
Yeah, just the last 8 days.
I was
going
to go back
days.
To the leggings episode, but I got nothing for this week.
No idea.
Dogs are involved in 2 of the 3 stories I have here. Okay, so...
Did a dog wear leggings on you?
No, we have an issue here, though, with dogs being switched in transit.
Oh, no.
So a German Shepherd meant for Kansas instead ended up being flown to Japan by United. And the dog that was supposed to be in Japan was a Great Dane. Ended up being delivered to Kansas. And so United had to apologize for that issue and obviously switch the dogs out.
It happens.
That's an expensive damn flight to retake.
Also, a dog that was placed on a plane and was being sent to a particular destination actually was bound for Akron, Ohio.
Oh, nobody wants to go there.
Not even the dogs.
Ended up on a flight to St. Louis. And so the plane actually diverted mid-flight to correct for the dog's course.
Oh my god.
The airline had to reimburse all the other passengers for their delay.
That's America. I love it.
Yeah.
That's
astonishing.
What we do.
Yeah. But here's perhaps my favorite. Alison Prius will be flying free for the next year after getting a $10,000 voucher from United Airlines. She was getting ready to board her flight from Washington Dulles International Airport to Austin, Texas, Thursday morning when ticketing agents said the flight was overbooked and told Priya she had to give up her spot on the flight because she paid the lowest fare. She started tweeting her frustration. The agent started by offering her a $2,000 voucher. She said she'd rather have a check. They were getting ready to write her a check for $650 when one of the agents offered her a voucher for $10,000. Evidently, United had changed their policy after that situation was about 6 months ago where they dragged that guy off the plane, broke his nose, beat him up because he wouldn't give up his seat. Mm-hmm. So they changed the policy, allowing up to a maximum $10,000 on a voucher.
Wow.
So, yeah, absolutely.
But now special. She's got to fly United for the next year of her life.
Yeah.
Good point. Rule.
Good point. Mm-hmm. It's official. What was one of the biggest youth protests since the Vietnam War?
I think use of the poop emoji. It was just this giant international youth protest.
No, they made Tide Pods illegal.
Youth did? Urban youths?
No, urban youth protested when they made Tide Pods illegal.
Oh my God.
That's funny. I know.
You can't eat them anymore.
And now you're stuck with cinnamon.
Yeah.
So the real answer here is?
Well, I'll say I think that the youth protest came from when McDonald's ran out of the Szechuan sauce. Any Rick and Morty fans?
That's Szechuan sauce, Morty.
Yes. People were upset.
I love it when we give the young people something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Dwight. Like, I have no idea what that reference was.
No idea.
You go, Morty. All right. So this was the...
March for Our Lives.
March for Our Lives. That's right. The March for Our Lives. At least 1.2 million people marched for gun control over the weekend at events across the U.S.
It was slightly smaller than Trump's inauguration, though.
A little bit.
So I got to share this with you. I absolutely love this. Headlines from the various marches across the country. How the Parkland students pulled off a massive national protest in only 5 weeks from CNN. The March for Our Lives generation can make gun control a reality from USA Today. Thousands registered to vote at a March for Our Lives demonstrations, NBC. March for Our Lives, DC crowd, smaller than organizers' estimates, imaging company says. Fox News.
Oh, God bless.
Lead with that headline, guys. Come on, throw your shoulders into it. Love the commitment.
That's great.
Vladimir Putin wins by what?
Is it 8?
Slightly more than that.
I took it a different way, and I said Vladimir Putin wins bye-bye birdie lead role <That's> by intimidation and cheating.
Very, very good. Very good. The answer, of course, is big margin. We know, of course, he...
How big was it?
Plowed his way to... Oh, good God.
Sorry. You were saying?
Moving on. Putin laughed off questions from the local journalist about running again in another 6 years after securing his latest presidency, saying, "What you are saying is a bit funny. Do you think that I'll stay here until I'm 100 years old?" "No," he said. Of course, Trump did the math and said, "Hey, you know, I could do that."
Do you have a Russian accent? Because that would have been funny.
Not in my kit bag.
Okay.
No, not in my kit bag. Which, just out of interest, which other democratically elected major foreign leader managed to secure his position not only for the next 6 years but for the rest of his life?
China dude.
Yeah, yes. Xi Jinping.
I think it's like Xi Jinpingy.
That's what his wives call him.
Yeah, how long is his term going to be?
Till the end of time.
Indefinitely. Yeah, absolutely.
As long as I damn want it. Yep.
To which Trump responded, "I could definitely do that."
Up top, bro.
Oh, God.
Video and pink gloves led to who?
An
Michael
ER
Jackson,
visit.
Reincarnate.
What do you say, Carrie?
Michael Jackson reincarnate. They were sparkly pink gloves.
I was hoping somebody might go with Pink's gloves, like the singer.
Oh, that's good. No.
Well, thank you. Oh, wow. A real comedian just said that's good.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I did a video and pink gloves led to O.J. Simpson. They didn't quit, and they found the glove that fit.
Weep.
See, that was before you were born, too.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
I think it was I was a baby.
Oh,
I think it
was
the early... Yeah, I was born in 90.
Okay. I was studying feverishly at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. when my dad said, "You might want to get home because there's trouble brewing."
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you jump in your white SUV and...
I just called my driver and had him pick me up. Oh, I get it. I get it. Carrie's being funny and I missed it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do we know who the pink gloves in the video led to?
No.
Look, Stormy. Media, I'm looking at you because you're media. I know Nick does sports and Carrie does, suspense. I don't know what Carrie does, quite
His
frankly.
Name, I know. But.
Yeah, you're running out of chances to get points, guys.
Wait, there's points?
Yeah. Eight?
That's my line!
Sorry. So, Austin bombing suspect.
Yes!
Wore pink construction gloves, which
really?
Must have been from the women's construction company that built the Florida bridge. Nailed but
mm-hmm.
he got did. Caught on video wearing pink gloves, buying shit to blow shit up.
Yep, he was in a FedEx.
How double work shit in there.
How yep. beautifully done. And if you'd like to know, if you'd like to hear more of this beautiful news, check out the Colorado Springs Independent newspaper. Yes, surveillance footage in the Austin area, in a FedEx store, in fact, showed the Austin bomber just dropping off packages, still wearing pink, which is so, how embarrassing. You just get done doing the washing up, you've forgotten that you've left your gloves on.
He's yeah. in Austin, I mean, what a faux pas. Like, do you ever need gloves in Austin? I mean, it's Texas.
And you want to fly under the radar.
I'm guessing this is a is a fingerprint thing, but yeah, you're right. I mean, pink gloves don't exactly distract
don't stand
attention.
Out.
So, and the gloves apparently came from Home Depot, so then the authorities checked Home Depot footage and found the guy on the footage as well and were able to track him down.
Look at you, Ryman.
He's totally going to be on, like, the fashion don't for next week.
Or the fashion do. Let's all... Why aren't men wearing pink gloves? Let's wear pink gloves.
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
Who is closing all its stores?
I heard the NRA was.
Oh,
yes, I wish. That'd be awesome. I think I heard that Circuit City's going to close down. Yeah.
Circuit who?
Sometime soon, I heard.
Again, that's before Melody and Nick were born.
This is on why I'm on a current events show.
I said Mall of America is closing all of their stores.
No. What else would be left in Minnesota?
The Nothing. Wild. Hello. We also have the Vikings.
Moving on, it's Toys R Us.
The sports guy was just waiting for the in. Good job, Nick. Yes, it is Toys R Us. Anyone here really sad about that? I didn't really grow up with Toys R Us.
I actually am. Like, are you? Gets to a place in my childhood where I remember having really great times at Toys R Us. So this was something that was, oddly enough, very emotional for me. I cried a lot, like a lot when I heard, but I'm good now.
No, let's talk more. Laughing? No, you need... Let's share. Let's explore that a little bit, Nick.
Have you ever had a toy, Andrew? Toys are great.
Just
we couldn't afford Toys R Us. We had to get our toys at Target. Like, right. You get the same...
Well, Target's not cheap.
The same,
or Goodwill.
Cabbage Patch Kid at Target for like $29.99. It would be like $43 at Toys R Us.
Here's what's sad about it, is that Amazon ran them out of business, and now they're going and buying up all their empty stores to put in their Amazon stores.
Amazon is buying everything. Bezos is going to own you, Melody.
Probably.
He's going to own you.
He does.
You know, I heard they went out of business because their stores suck. That's what I heard.
Well,
I heard it's because kids don't play with toys anymore.
Just guns?
There's... okay,
And women.
Again, right on the line there. Right on the line. So yeah, the analysts have suggested a lot of different reasons. Amazon is certainly one. And actually, kids not playing with toys as much as they did back when we were kids, perhaps, is another.
Hand them a phone. I mean, shit.
Also, suggesting as well that Toys R Us stores weren't exactly the most appealing place to go. Essentially, just big warehouses didn't really make for...
Well, and have you seen the creepers that hang out there?
Yeah. Yeah, I see Andrew there every weekend.
I thought you were talking about that giraffe guy.
Anyway, closing its 800 stores, about 33,000 people will be out of work, which is very sad. Toys R Us, of course, are doing a big sell-off of all of its inventory right now, including about half a ton of giraffe meat and four very long hat stands. Prime Minister May expels 23 Russian diplomats in response to what?
Them being Russian?
Damn right.
It's
no
a good
reason.
And let's call it a right answer. I mean, why not? Yes, anyone know the answer to this one? This is very England. Well, actually, it was very England and Europe centric, but it is now in North America.
I actually do know the answer, I think.
Oh my God.
Wasn't there like a poison attack? And
very
they
good. Keep going, Nick.
I don't know exactly how they linked it to Russia, but they did, and then they were like, get out of our country. We don't know who or how, but peace.
So it was a former Russian spy and his daughter?
It was exactly that. Yep.
In England.
Yep.
Living the high life. I mean, it could have just been bad food, but I'm pretty sure you're right, it was full on poison.
This is Sergei I love all the English jokes.
Why would you say that?
Sergei Skripal, former spy, and his younger daughter, Yulia Skripal, were attacked with a nerve agent on the streets of Salisbury, England, which is the first time since the end of World War II that a chemical war agent was used in the middle of Europe.
It's also the first time since World War II anyone's been to Salisbury.
Is that the Salisbury Hill in the What's His Face song? Who's the dude who can't Peter Gabriel song?
What about the steak?
I was thinking it had to be the steak.
Yeah. Sure. Let's say yes to both of those. Just an interesting
moving
on.
You claim to be British.
Poland, Italy, Denmark, France, and Germany were among 14 European member nations announcing plans to expel Russians from their countries in solidarity with Britain. Canada also said it would expel 4 Russian agents as well. The US were criticized for being slow to act. Before Trump finally this week announced that they would be expelling 12 agents from New York. Officials estimate there are currently more than 100 Russian intelligence officers in the United States. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced this week that no ministers or members of the royal family will go to the Soccer World Cup finals in Russia this summer. Not because we're not there. We are. You're not America.
Well, you won't be in the finals.
Oh, boy, that's really hurting us.
Prince Philip is understood to be devastated as he was looking forward to engaging in his favourite pastime, insulting foreigners.
Oh.
This is our final headline, guys. Put shoulders into it. Happy birthday, who? The many faces President. Of the popular What on her 59th anniversary. What was that? Was that almost singing?
That was singing.
Birthday, it was kind of breathy.
That was sultry singing.
Happy birthday, push-up bra. the many faces of the popular husband snatchers.
Oh, husband snatchers.
On their 59th anniversary. I was trying to think, like, what would be 59? I don't know.
Seems like it should be 69th anniversary.
Boom.
Nice.
I don't think the push-up bra has been around for 59 years.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
No.
That's not English.
Or yes,
that's
I am serious.
Really. Well, it's been around for a long time because of like corsets and different things. But the real push-up bra that you know and love.
Yes, talk
probably
to me.
Okay. 59.
Push-up TM hasn't been around for 59 years.
I don't know.
Trademark.
Okay.
Trademark.
Right. Fight. Andrew is utterly out of his depth right now. He's a Spanx guy. Does anyone know the answer to this? I was really surprised when I heard
this. I don't know.
Okay, so the answer is Barbie.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Barbie, the many faces of the popular doll on her 59th anniversary. She's looking good for 60 almost, right?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously good. Have you seen the boobs on that girl?
Annual sales of $1 billion, if you can believe it. Mattel, Barbie's manufacturer, calculate that 2 Barbies are sold somewhere in the world every second.
Whoa.
Yeah, astonishing.
Every second?
Every second.
But now the Toys R Us is closed, so...
All right, extra points. Barbie's boyfriend is called...
Ken.
Yes, Barbie's best friend is called...
Kelly.
She has a little
what did you
sister.
Say?
Kelly?
It might be Kelly now. It might be Kelly. Originally, her first bestest, her BFF, was Midge.
Oh.
Now her best friend is a joint.
Oh.
And her sister?
Skipper.
Yes. Yeah.
Shut up, really?
Midge
totally.
And Skipper
had flat feet and no boobs, though.
It sounds like Gilligan's Island.
Midge
Skipper. Anyway, Barbie has had more than 125 careers, including President of the United States.
She can't hold a job.
Insert your own joke here.
Beat you to it.
Yes, you did, you bastard.
Sorry, did I? I'm so sorry.
I wouldn't mind, but it wasn't even better. Scores. Well, I think we just lost a lot of porn stars started strong. I said porn stars. Yeah, the damn broke. I was doing so well. You guys started
the
round.
I have something to say real quick before you do these points.
Okay.
Maybe you should call me, because we're on a weather theme and we're the born stars.
Yeah.
So you can just call me Stormy.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So there's some points.
That's topical.
Right? I'm not going to say anything that annoys anybody.
And Donald's right here.
I'm inclined to let you guys win simply because Melody's really grown on me.
She's lovely.
She is. And in an hour, she has been able to turn you from a raging misogynist into a fairly well-balanced human being.
Exactly.
So she needs extra points for that as well.
Yeah.
But despite all of those points, you guys don't win.
Yes!
Yeah.
70 points for the Born Stars. Media Rebel, Awesome People, Mogul, What's It? 75. Well done, guys. Congratulations. Oh, wait, no. Don't congratulate the winning team. Don't congratulate. Do not congratulate. Got to remember those three words.
Oh, yeah.
With this being our last show of season two, I'm going to ask you guys, what are your three words of advice for Donald Trump to tide him over until the whistle stop returns in the fall?
Well, stop playing nice, right? He's just too darn nice. We need to see full throttle Trump. I'm sick of him getting pushed around. Take off the gloves.
I'm going to say, don't tweet that.
Very good. Very good.
If I was a Trump supporter, I think I would say, keep on deflecting.
Yes.
And if I was against Trump, I would say, keep on deflecting.
Right.
I'm going to say, do tweet that because I'm a rebel.
Whoa. Yes. Thanks to Required Radio at Hofstra University in New York City. And other seats of higher learning interested in piping out our content over their campus radio stations, call me. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio, who host us in the cloud, and to Tri-Lakes Radio Monument Colorado, who air our show every Saturday at 9 p.m. Check out their live streaming website at trilakesradio.com. For the last few episodes, we've been encouraging our listeners to subscribe to the show, liking and or commenting on wherever you get it. Now we have a bit of what we hope might be an incentive for you to do so. If we can bump our subscription numbers over the next couple of weeks, we promise, I have my fingers crossed, but we'll go with promise, to record one or maybe even a couple of live Whistle Stop Week shows over the summer with an audience and everything.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I actually have a legit venue sorted out with proper wiring this time. Our live show may actually make it to the wider world. But yeah, I think we can do this, but we need to see a bump in our subscription numbers in order for us to pull this off. So, if you're not subscribing currently, please do so. Ask a friend, a family member or friend to do so. If all of our three listeners were to get somebody to subscribe, we'd be in a really good place.
And you've turned this into a pyramid scheme somehow?
Finally, from Stephen Hawking, renowned physicist and general genius who sadly passed away recently, I've noticed even people who claim everything is predestined and that we can do nothing to change it look before they cross the road. Thanks to our panelists, Andrew and Melody, Carrie and Nick. I have been your host, Mark Turner. This has been your Whistle Stop Week Season 2. Goodbye! Yeah! Whoa!
Is it 8?
Well,
oh, okay, yeah, that did go well.
Yeah.
All right, pass the listeners don't know, pass the champagne.
Yay.
Champagne. Oh, hello, yeah, hello. That one's getting a little excited. Oh, there we go.
Is it called head on champagne?
I don't know.
I think you can call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
Is any carbonated drink, do you refer to it as a head or just foam? Or
somebody foam? Google that.
All right, cool. There we go. Excellent. We've all got our sparkling what's-its.
Thank you, Mark.
Yay.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, guys, for helping us get to the end of Season 2. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, guys. Cheers. Season 2.
It's very bubbly.
Nick's never had alcohol
before. So this is why you wanted me here?